just a real hard rain, but it didn't last very long.
Well, it'd just be called a pour, a downpour.
Uh-huh.
It'd be called a downpour, and it was, even if it lasted a long time or a short time, it'd still
no matter
be a,
which, it'd still be,
it'd still be a downpour if it really did come down.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there was thunder and lightning with it, you'd say you're having a...
Well, you have an electric storm.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever get many bad winds around here?
Well, we have a pretty rough windstorms several times.
Did it blow hard?
Tornadoes.
Yeah, did the wind blow hard?
Well, windstorms. They call them a windstorm or just a storm or a wind. It wouldn't be a tornado.
How hard would the wind blow?
Oh, you mean by the 40 miles an hour?
No,
or
I mean, did it blow hard enough? Did it blow things down, blow trees down and stuff? Did it blow over anybody's house or anything like that?
Well, you know what the name of it would be? What? No, I don't know.
I just want to know how hard it blew.
I don't know. It's...
Did it blow houses over and did it blow trees?
Well, it has.
It has
had blowed houses over and blowed trees down all right, but
That's what I meant. At different times, if you had it that strong.
Yeah, it blew that strong, and long way back there in about 18 and for the 1900th century come through. It really blowed everything down for a strip about 2-3 miles wide from across Ferris County, nearly. And that was the worst it was. Of course, there wasn't many houses in the path because there wasn't many people live.
Uh-huh.
It just blew a few people away, but
now,
we have them in Arkansas.
You did have them. Now, if the wind is coming from that direction, you say the wind's
out of the south,
uh-huh.
I guess.
And if it was from that direction, you'd say the wind's...
I believe you're pointing toward the north or northeast.
Either one, whichever one it is, it'd you'd say the wind's...
Out of the north or the northeast, it'd be direction, that would be the...
Oh, now, if it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few drops coming down, you'd say it's...
Well, it would be... be peppering down, or it'd be drizzling. A drizzling rain would be a small amount of rain, but it wouldn't be big drops. It'd be more.
It would be small drops.
It'd be more of a mingled it up. It wouldn't be a real heavy rain, but a downpour, it rains hard and it rains big drops.
Rains big drops. Well, now how about if it's not coming down hard, but it's big drops?
Well, it would be sort of like a sprinkle, it would be a, you could call some of them a sprinkle.
Now, if you looked out across the road and you couldn't even see across the road, you'd say it'd be on account of the...
It's rained so hard you can't see that man's house or the distance, the tree distance.
Now, if there was a, what would you call kind of a heavy white mist that comes up over the river?
Fog. That would be a... It would be a fog.
And if it was that kind of a day, you'd say it was a...
be foggy day. Uh-huh. It would be a foggy day.
Uh-huh. Now, if you've gone a couple of weeks without rain, you'd call that a...
dry spell.
And then if you had a real long dry spell that went on and on, you'd call it a... if all the crops are drying up, you'd say you're having a...
a drought. Yeah, that'd be called a drought.
Now, if the wind has been real gentle, and then it's gradually getting stronger and stronger. You say the wind's...
Well, you say the wind is coming up strong, or it's blowing stronger all the time, or...
Now, if it's just the opposite, and it's been strong, and it's getting weaker and
weaker, you'd say it begin to die down, or it begin to slow down, or it's begin to... Well, it just began to die down.
You ever say it's laying?
It began to lay. The wind began to lay.
Mm-hmm.